Welcome into the Landry Football Podcast Network for another edition of Scout En Route, a look at the New York Jets and Buffalo Bills in a key AFC East matchup. The Jets losing a tough one last week, but still playing good ball. The Bills certainly in play to have the bet to finish with the top record in the AFC, trying to get home field advantage. I thought that the Vikings would have a chance to maybe control the game against the Jets. They didn't. Mike White, Garrett Wilson, Zonovan Knight, a really tough defensive performance that kept it close. They were down double digits in the third quarter, however, and again in the fourth. Minnesota barely, their defense is, managed to win that game in a close fashion. It doesn't rival Buffalo's. This is going to be a difficult game for the Jets. White needs a lot of success here. He needs to be able to work the ball down the field. They need to be able to get the ball in open space to their playmakers a little bit better. In essence, that win last week, which I thought might be a decisive win for Minnesota, I was impressed with how the Jets played and kept it close, but I'm afraid that this Bills team is in a position to put a pounding on the Jets. So another tough matchup, and we'll see what the Jets are made of, and we'll see if the Bills can take care of business. It's a large margin, depending on where you get your lines, 9.5 currently. We've got some further thoughts on this over at LandryFootball.com as where we're going with this matchup against the spread, but we certainly like the Bills to take care of business here. Reminder, you can get all the scouting reports on games, teams, players, schemes over at LandryFootball.com, all the latest news and notes. So check it out. Take advantage of our holiday savings today. Also, a reminder to subscribe, like, and share the Landry Football Podcast Network. Now, for the route to victory on this game, let's head on over to our Vegas Insider.
I'm Jay Lloyd, and this is the route to victory in betting the New York Jets at Buffalo Bills. As we record, the Bills, a 9.5-point favorite, saw this game open right around in this range, got bet down to 8.5 before moving back up to the current number. Total in this one at 44, open the week at 45. ATS records for these teams, the Jets 7-5 ATS, 4-2 on the road. The Bills a 6-5-1 ATS record with a 2-2 mark at home. Both teams have been under teams, the Jets 7-12, the Bills 9 of their 12 games have been under. Jets won the first meeting between these teams back on November 6, 2017 in an upset. A home team in the series on a 4-1 ATS run. The under has hit 5 of the last 7 overall meetings, and the Jets are just 3-7 ATS in the last 10 games played in Buffalo. Team trends here, the Jets mentioned the under 5-7 on the season, but they've been under 4 straight playing the AFC. However, they have been over 4-1 after ATS losses. So 4 or 5 games after ATS losses, of course, just coming up a little bit short in Minnesota. And the Jets are 4-0 run here ATS in their last 4 following a straight-up loss. On the Bills, the game's totally trending under here. 6-7 versus the AFC, 5-6 versus teams with winning records, and 7-0 to the under after a straight-up win. So under on the trends there for the Bills. Injury-wise, we see Michael Carter, the running back, probable with an ankle for the Jets. Corey Davis, wide receiver, questionable. Von Miller to IR this week for the Bills with that knee injury. I am leaning Buffalo here. It's a little more higher total than I was expecting. I thought this would be closer to that 7, 7.5 range, considering what happened last time around with how the Jets have been playing. I'm having a hard time of writing a script to seeing the Jets win this game or even covering, but I'm going to call it a lean on the Bills here. It's the Josh Allen versus Mike White factor. Which one would you rather have? But like the total, I do like the over, but the weather's showing 35 in precipitation, so kind of hard to get a good gauge on this one. I know Buffalo's been running better of late, which could play into that ATS side of things, but it's also could keep that score down. Again, Mike White injecting the Jets' offense, but again, the conditions, I'm going to call this one a straight stay away here. If I do have to make one pick on the game, I would be leaning the Bills ATS, but no plays for me on this one this week. Get more NFL previews on the Scout and the Route or part of the Sports Betting Stack. Just search Sports Betting Stack on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Jay Lloyd. This has been the Route to Victory, embedding the Jets and Bills.